This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Yesterday on the What in the Name of God segment, we talked about the religious motivation for the Planned Parenthood stings, and the fact that even the so-called unedited video has been rather significantly edited, and how everything that they've been saying is pretty much a lie. One of the things that I predicted early on is that there would be numerous investigations by states, they would find absolutely nothing, and this would have absolutely no impact on the politicians who are trying to shut down Planned Parenthood. Now, it is an absolute fact that everything about this controversy is untrue. There is no controversy. Planned Parenthood does not make a ton of money selling fetal parts. First of all, abortion is only a tiny, tiny fraction of what Planned Parenthood does. And in most of the places that do abortion, they don't do fetal tissue donations. It's a tiny percentage. And when they do it, they charge $60 for preserving and transporting the tissue, which of course has to be specially transported. You can't just throw it in a FedEx box. There is no way anybody's going to get rich on that. And despite the fact that people seem to keep forgetting, Planned Parenthood is a nonprofit. And fetal tissue donation is legal. Many of the politicians who are decrying it have voted for its legality. So, despite the fact that what we now know, the videos were completely deceptive, Planned Parenthood has not violated the law, there's absolutely no evidence that they have in any shape or form, and there have been at least 5 states who have done extensive investigations at significant taxpayer expense. No wrongdoing at all. But despite that, despite knowing that this has all been based on a fraud, much of it was probably illegal, despite all that, the politicians who want to take down Planned Parenthood have not changed their stances one tiny bit. They're acting as if this is a purely legitimate scandal, one than a completely made-up fake one. The House Republicans want to see a long and very expensive and detailed investigation of Planned Parenthood, despite absolutely no evidence at this point of any wrongdoing whatsoever. It is entirely possible that House Republicans will shut down the entire government over this issue, even though not a single investigation has found any wrongdoing, and it will be likely that because they could shut down the government as early as the end of next month, that this will happen before any of their investigations take place. Many of them have said they're perfectly happy to shut down the government to defund Planned Parenthood. A shutdown of the government is very possible because they may force a cut of funds to Planned Parenthood, and President Obama is not going to sign that. So that's how extreme Republicans have become on this issue, that they are blaming their actions now on this investigation, which they claim is a scandal when it is not. That's totally irrelevant, because they tried to do this before. They were willing to shut down the government to kill Planned Parenthood. Fortunately, wiser heads prevailed, and that didn't happen, but they were willing to do it. It's been suggested that Planned Parenthood has become the new Obamacare. Well, Obamacare has been pretty darn successful, and it's becoming an increasingly less effective rallying cry. So now it's Planned Parenthood. And I think that's a lot more disastrous for them, because polling shows Planned Parenthood is a lot more popular than the politicians. To the politicians opposed to women's health care, facts don't matter. Let's take a look at Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, who is also running for president. He canceled the state's contract with Planned Parenthood over this controversy. But there's only 2 facilities in the state, and they don't offer abortion services, hence it wouldn't even be possible for them to be involved in fetal tissue donation. In Florida, with Governor Rick Scott, they did an investigation, and they are going after several clinics, citing them for performing second trimester abortions. Except, under the law, there's a couple of different definitions. These 2 definitions are only a few days apart, but the state is going after them because they didn't follow the most stringent of the 2. Mike Huckabee is one of the worst Empires, he said recently that almost 95% of all their pregnancy services were abortions. Well, that's not accurate. I don't think we can expect accuracy from a man who said this. Is that we can't expect to invoke God's blessing on this country if we continue the slaughter of unborn children in their mothers' wombs, 60 million of whom have passed away since 1973. Let's stop the slaughter. And when I hear people say, we'll defund Planned Parenthood, wonderful, that's terrific. We should do it. But let's do more than that. Let's not just end funding for this nightmare, let's end the nightmare, and make it so when we ask God to bless us, he can look down from heaven and say, I will. And in a way he's right. Getting rid of Planned Parenthood won't get rid of abortion, but it will hurt an awful lot of women. But of course, he doesn't have a problem with that. You got people like Marjorie Dannenfelser, head of the political anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony List. She says we need to use these series of videos to stop all abortion and shut this organization down whose hearts are so calloused over. She said that the people who work at Planned Parenthood need to be liberated from what they are doing in a very Christian way. Her notion of what Christianity is a bit frightening. Ted Cruz is running for president, and he is the, and continues to be, the mastermind behind the notion of shutting down the government to get rid of Planned Parenthood funding. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has canceled the contract his state has with Planned Parenthood, all over a scandal that doesn't exist. Presidential candidate Carly Fiorina wants to shut down the government in order to defund Planned Parenthood. Presidential candidate Governor Chris Christie also wants to defund Planned Parenthood, although he doesn't support a government shutdown to do it. Mike Huckabee refused to state whether he would shut down the government over the defunding of Planned Parenthood. However, he's so much worse. He would like to use federal troops and the FBI to prevent women from having abortions in the first place. Surprisingly, the most reasonable of all the Republican candidates for president is Donald Trump, who has pointed out that abortions are only a tiny part of what Planned Parenthood does, and what they do is important. I would say it's Jeb Bush who is the worst. He said this week, I for one don't think Planned Parenthood ought to get a penny, though, and that's the difference, because they're not actually doing women's health issues. They're involved in something way different than that. What he actually meant is unclear, but he is certainly misinformed. But here's what's really awful about him. When he was governor of Florida, he took money away from Planned Parenthood. Now, a lot of people said, oh, if we take money from Planned Parenthood, we're actually going to put it someplace that will make up the difference. But often what they mean when they say that is that they want to give the money to crisis pregnancy centers. These are non-medical facilities that don't have doctors, don't have nurses, and who basically lie to the people who come in to try to get them to not have an abortion. We've talked about them many, many times. They're horrible, they're deceptive, and they're all run by religious fanatics, and they have nothing to do with women's health care. Well, as governor, Jeb Bush actually took money away from women's health care, and he transferred that money to crisis pregnancy centers that do absolutely nothing for women other than to try to frighten them out of having abortions, sometimes even lying to them about whether they're pregnant or not so that they won't be able to get an abortion early enough. They're awful horrible, and the people who support them want to take money away from actual women's health care and give it to a crisis pregnancy center. Those people are horrible. And so far, as misogynistic as Donald Trump seems to be, Jeb Bush, with his intervention in women's lives when they're brain dead and the other things that he's done, I think is the most misogynistic of all of the Republican candidates.